Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Here we go!
There's only four words.
This is Something Something Broncos.
This one's for Pat!
Let's go!
Can I just smell the
salt? There's only one person that carries the ball right here.
Yeah. Tim Tebow back in the system. Good.
Third.
Oh, my God.
Denver's got a touchdown.
Kicked off by the Broncos.
Uh-huh.
Kicked off by the old pro, Justin Simmons.
Here we hit and stack.
Featuring Mile High Report's Mike DeCicco. And Jess Place.
Let's go, son! Let's go!
Welcome to Something Something Broncos.
Oh, mother! Oh, mother! Ah!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Something Something Broncos. The Denver Broncos lost again, this time on Sunday to the Carolina Panthers. It was, what was the score, Mike?
It doesn't matter.
Well, the Broncos scored 10 points. I'm going to say it was 23-10. I mean,
sounds right. I don't care, though. Well, they don't care. Why should I care?
The defense seems to care, but I don't see that lasting much longer.
I think the defense is showing wear and tear a little bit, and that is not a knock on the defense. That is, it's a surprise that it hasn't happened earlier, and that's a testament to them, to the coaches they have over there. But even Pat Surtain these last 2 weeks has been mortal. And he was like the one bright spot of his entire team, really. He's probably going to be our only Pro Bowl player this year, and rightfully so.
Oh, I don't think we're going to the Pro Bowl this year. Just like last year. We didn't have anybody last year either.
I think Surtain will be. He's got the reputation, the national recognition. I think he'll, especially the player vote, I think he'll make it.
Well, we have the number one defense, or close to the number one defense before Sunday. Who else from this defense would go to the Pro Bowl? It's kind of more scheme-based.
Yeah, I mean, Draymond might deserve it, but I don't think he'll get the popular fan vote type recognition. Is the Pro Bowl even a thing? Did they cancel it?
You still get voted on, and it's like a skills competition.
Yeah, okay. So it won't be one of those things where Andy Dalton makes it because the other top six quarterbacks would always cancel out and he'd be the only one left back in his Bengal days, remember?
Yep. And Tim Tebow almost went to the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, so it won't be like that. It'll just be, yeah, you got voted in. This is the Pro Bowl team.
Yeah. Exactly. Like first team and second team.
Yeah.
All pro, that stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad. Like, I had to start installing my home security system in the middle of the game because it was so unwatchable. I needed something to do. Like, I had responsibilities to tweet. We have the post-game podcast. It's just like, I don't need to pay attention to this. I know how this ends. And I felt that way in the second quarter.
Yeah, you knew where this game was going. You knew what was going to happen. There was no expectation of things being better. You pretty much knew immediately, three and out, that Carolina could have lined up anybody behind court, behind center and won.
We are the ultimate get-right game. Everybody loves to play us because we make Pro Bowlers out of Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and the Broncos, they can only be kicked in the teeth so many times by something you love before you put them into a proverbial timeout. They can exist in the background as far as I'm concerned. I hate that I put so much of my energy into this franchise who just does not care or is unable and or unwilling to improve. I mean, it's hard to fault them for not trying to improve this year. You know, I think the Russell Wilson trade, we both would have made it back in March last year.
We were excited. Like, yeah. It was, you know, we got this new coach. He's totally different than Uncle Vic. And yeah, it all went south pretty fast.
Speaking of that new coach, he sucks. Does he continue sucking through the end of the season, or does his sucking stop sucking before then? Suck.
Well, I wrote an article about this on Sunday night, shortly after the game. And I think you have to, well, think of it this way. You know, you've heard of quiet quitting, where you just don't do anything additional. You know, it's like that's like the new thing. It's there's also quiet firing, and they've removed play calling and game management. And, you know, like I said in the article, I'm not even sure his headphones are connected to anything. Like, is he listening to the Backstreet Boys? Like, what is it that he's listening to? Because he has no game responsibilities. Like, there was a fight between his nose tackle and the quarterback right in front of him, and he didn't even blink an eye. Like, they're, like, yelling at each other right in front of him.
He just kept his head down. He's like, keep your head down.
I hope they don't start swinging. I could get hit. Yeah. Like, you know, like it's just, he's obviously disconnected. And so he's not doing anything already. And he, right now, I think his main attraction as a person is one of our followers on Twitter said that he's a human meat shield from criticism of Russell Wilson. So as soon as you address that little problem of the coach, the easily addressed problem of the coach, then you start to have to look at the Russell Wilson contract and his shortcomings and, you know, why hasn't he been performing? It's easy right now to hide behind the Nathaniel Hackett is the problem issue, but I think the problem runs much deeper than that. And, you know, as soon as you fire Hackett, the clock starts ticking on you know, Russell Wilson, and criticism is no longer shielded. So that's why he's there.
Let me ask you a question then. Somebody tweeted the Broncos, I think it was Joe Rolls, my high report zone. The Broncos can take a $39 million dead cap hit if they designate him as a June 1st cut. And part of me is like, I hate the fact that I have to stop there and think, is the $39 million one-year cap hit worth it to get out of it? And here's the part that I hate myself for, because it makes no sense and I literally hate myself for it. I don't think Russell Wilson is a lost cause. And with a better coach scheme and a year in Denver, he can still be who Denver thought he wanted it, who he thought Denver could be. And so I'm not ready to give up on Russ. And I hate myself for that, because there's no evidence that says I should believe in him. But would you take the $39 million cap hit 1 year? Just rip it off. We can't go through a year worse than this. So what's the difference if we take that cap hit for 1 year and try to move on, as we watch Seattle use maybe the second or third overall pick in the draft on a player we could have possibly used?
Here's my thinking. I am not ready to pull up stakes on Russ either. Like, you know, Pete Carroll made Russ look amazing in Seattle, and with the right coach, he might be able to get back there again. Hackett ain't it. I mean, it's clear. I think that it's, you know, this human meat shield theory, as I will start referring to it as.
That's a good theory.
The human meat shield. Yeah, I think that it's also for Russell Wilson's mental well-being. I mean, he's also taken quite a bit of criticism, but the brunt of the criticism is all on Hackett, and you remove him from the equation. You know, God help him. You know, it with both cannons firing his direction, you know, he may not be able to survive it. And, you know, let's not forget that Kurt Warner, you know, Hall of Famer Kurt Warner, I don't know,
I'm fine with that, by the way.
You're fine with that? Yeah, well, no, everyone seems to forget that he, like, bottomed out in New York.
The Giants.
Yep. And, you know, he was able to salvage. Everyone thought was ready to throw dirt on him, and he ended up in Arizona, of all places. And lo and behold, you know, Super Bowl appearance, almost a victory.
Well, I mean, somebody say, like, you know, it's Hackett's fault. I think it was Frank Schwab from Yahoo pointed out that regardless of the coach and the scheme, Rush should be able to hit the open receiver. You know, it's how many plays have we seen, like, he goes deep on third and eight when he had a guy open over the middle, open short. And so that's why I hate myself for thinking, oh, Russ can turn it around, because he's making the sort of mistakes that you can't blame on the coach. It's not like the coach, well, I hope not, is telling him, force the ball downfield on third and short, ignore open receivers in the middle of the field.
Or just chuck it up, you know? Like, there were a couple passes that were just like, where are you throwing the ball? Like,
he's not being coached to do that. And so that's all on Russ and his decision-making, regardless of the scheme, regardless of the coach. A good quarterback makes a better decision in those moments. And so that's why I hate myself with this. You know, Russ can turn it around, because there's no evidence that says he can.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
And I don't know.
We have to believe that. Like, that's the human meat shield. Like, it's like we cannot yet have a quarterback crisis. You know, 12 games into the season. Like, you literally can't. Like, we are committed to this guy financially, and
picks.
We're committed financially and with picks. Like, you can't. You can't be done with him, even though all signs are pointing that, like, this guy ain't it. I mean, we owe it to ourselves, because we have leveraged ourselves so much to give him a chance. And it may blow up in our face, but that's where we are.
Imagine if, like, the Broncos are a reasonable shot to get the first overall pick in the draft, which has never happened before. And this Bryce Young kid pays off and becomes the player that pundits are saying he could be. And imagine we miss out on that. This could be a trade that haunts us for a generation. Like, literally, as every game we watch, like, remember how Baltimore fans had to feel every time they watched John Elway play? That could have been us. He could have saved our franchise. Team could still have been there. That could be Denver's fate. It could get worse still. We talked about that early in the year, about how it could get worse. That's another way it could get worse.
Oh, well, that's uplifting.
Right?
Yeah.
Who do the Broncos play next week?
The Denver Broncos are going to lose to the Baltimore Ravens next.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Is that game at home?
No.
No. Oh, yeah. They're going to lose.
They are going to lose, and it's going to be bad. And I'm going to go ahead and call it, because this is going to get broadcast on Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday.
I am guessing that earlier today, the Chiefs-Broncos game has been flexed off of Sunday Night Football. That is as sure a thing as you will ever see, because no one wants to watch the Broncos get their teeth kicked in 60-3.
Everybody wants to watch Pat Mahomes, and that's the only reason why the game wouldn't be, is because NBC can run a lot of commercials for Patrick Mahomes and watch him set some sort of record by throwing 12 touchdown passes.
Man. Okay, so it can get a lot worse.
The Broncos have kept games close. You know, they've gone into how many games with, like, a chance on their last possession to tie, to win, you know? Not that anything was ever going to come of it, but they had their chance. This week, the game was over. They got their little onside kick, which still would not have allowed them to win the game. But Carolina figured out how to get some points on them. They're beat up. They're tired. Baltimore, 35-10.
Oh, it's, yeah. We're getting to those games that we were worried about in the preseason. And this is that tough stretch. Carolina was not a concern. Baltimore, Kansas City twice. The Rams and the Chargers, and I hate to say it, I would be surprised if we beat the Arizona Cardinals. I don't think there's another win this season for the Broncos.
No, if the other team finds a way to lose the game, that's our only chance. But the Broncos will not find a way to win one of those games.
The season ended with the win over the 49ers.
Yeah. Can't believe I was there to see the high point, and that was an 11-9 game, 11-10 game, and that was the high point of the year. That garbage. And Mike, we just got it done with Thanksgiving. My brother-in-law is a 49ers fan. They're all from Northern California. And he was dogging on the Broncos, rightfully so. So was I. I'm like, you're a Niners fan and you lost to this team. You lost to them. And there's no comeback from that. There's no way to explain that away and wipe away that shame. They lost to the Broncos. And how can they be a serious contender if they lost to the Broncos? That's embarrassing.
Well, it's good that we have their first round pick next year, because they just keep winning ever since that trade went through. So, So yay. So again, more to be excited about the Broncos.
Yeah.
I
imagine we'll pick 28th, for example. I imagine the 27th and 29th picks will be Hall of Famers, and the 28th pick will be a tackle that should have been a third rounder that we reached for. And
a glue sniffing, wife abusing, pet endangering cockfighter.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. who gets concussions really easily?
Who has a drinking problem?
Yeah. Yeah. And has a Chiefs logo tattooed on his back. Your score prediction. I have 35 Ravens.
So, well, your score prediction was
35-10.
35-10.
Not the Broncos.
I'm going to say 28-0. I bet the Broncos get blanked.
Can't say you're wrong.
Yeah. We've been regressing. I mean, yes, we scored one more point this week than we did last week. But, there was one touchdown and one field goal. And what happens if you don't get either?
Well, and plus that touchdown was the most bizarre stretch of plays where Sutton caught the ball and then got up and ran in. And they later said it was a touchdown. And then they reviewed and it clearly wasn't. And then they were stopped on fourth down, right? And then there was a roughing the passer call or something. So they got another first down. It was
not a well-oiled machine.
I wanted to ask you, the Purcell Russell Wilson. Purcell was just said he was coming out there being let's effing go, let's go, let's go, let's do this. And Russ is yeah, you're right, man, let's do it, you know? Do you think he was trying to hype up the offense? Or do you think it was a, well, we know what we think it might have been.
I'm tired of this S is exactly what it was. It wasn't let's hype up, let's go, we're on the same team. It was do your effing job. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm surprised that there isn't more of that. And we might see more of that.
I'm surprised, I'm surprised it took this long. They'd just given up a touchdown and seemed to be poor timing if that's what he was coming over yelling. But I think Purcell, if he was just saying, we're tired of this shit from day one, I think every Bronco fan would have stood behind him and said, yeah, us too.
Yeah, we need more of that. They're not going to get rid of the coach because of the human meat shield theory.
You can toss another meat shield up there. Remember when they fired McDaniels, they put in Studisville, the running backs coach?
Yeah.
Who everybody knew wasn't going to be a serious contender for the head coaching job.
He went 1-3.
Yeah, and it wasn't going to be an addition or anything. So he was just put out there the substitute PE teacher to throw some balls on the field, take attendance, and make sure nobody gets hurt. And they could do that again this year. They could just toss somebody out there. It's not like they have anything to gain or anything to prove. It's just they need somebody who can do press conferences. That's all.
They've already got a guy, and everyone already hates him. And this is the thing. You trot a guy out. And they are immediately given a pass. They're considered the gym teacher, you said. The expectations are non-existent for the interim head coach. And then all attention goes on to Russell Wilson at that point. And that's what they're trying to avoid.
I can see that point. I still think they need to make the move. I think they need to cut Hackett. I think they needed to fire him 3 weeks ago. But I still think they need to. I think he's lost this team. I have no evidence. I'm not some insider, but I can't imagine he still has the locker room.
Oh, no, no.
And
evidenced by the Purcell Wilson fight. Yeah. Someone who had control of the locker room would have jumped right in there and been whoa, 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 or, said something or maybe noticed it when it was happening, right in front of him.
I think he knows he's dead man walking and he's just if he's got that senioritis, you know, last few years, a few weeks of your senior year where you're just mentally checked out, you're not even there. I can't blame him. He knows what's going to happen just as well as anybody. And, you know, it's like the saying goes, what must be done eventually might as well be done immediately. I understand the meat shield theory, but I don't think there's anything to gain by keeping him around. You can toss another meat shield out there. I don't think people are going to say once Hackett is gone, hey, wait a minute. Russ hasn't been playing well. How did we never notice that? I don't think it changes the narrative. I don't think it makes it harder on Russ. And if it does make it harder on Russ, so what? You're taking $50 million from us this year and all those draft picks. So what? Go out and do your job.
People, if you make a change, people are going to demand improvement immediately. And improvement may not be around the corner. Like, it may not be there. And so it's probably best to hedge your bets and let him draw all the attention.
Do you think people, like, we fire Hackett and all of a sudden we're like, oh, we expect better things now? Because they kind of already did that in a way. They fired Hackett, the play caller, or Hackett resigned, whatever. And things didn't get better with Kubiak. They got one game where they were a marginal offense, and then another game was right back to how it was. So I think most Bronco fans are savvy and aware enough to realize that nothing is going to improve. Nothing's going to change this year. But you have to hold somebody accountable, which is what Hackett keeps on saying, how he's accountable, and all stops with me. So be accountable. Pack your bags. Go home. Spend Christmas with your family. Find a job being a quarterback coach next year. It's got to happen. So why not now? I don't see any benefit.
The only reason why they would is because the Broncos have three home games left. They have a game against the Chiefs. They have a game against Arizona, and they have the final game of the season against the Chargers. And I don't think that a lot of people are going to go. And so a way to get people to come to the stadium, to spend that money, to buy those hot dogs and those beers, is to give them the Eric Studisville guy. There's like, you know what? We've lost. Come have a good time. It's fine. We suck. Come enjoy
it. We're going to run the Wildcat. We're going to run trick plays. We're not going to punt. Just because, you know what? We're going to lose anyway, so we're going to make it fun.
Right? We can become the Savannah Bananas of the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, onside kick, the opening kickoff. Who cares? Don't punt. Go for every fourth down. Who cares? You have nothing to lose.
It's already a clown show. Why not? You know, I like your theory.
Have fun. Don't punt the ball. I don't care. Do anything you want.
Be memorable. Yeah.
Run the read option every play. Do the wishbone. I don't care. Let Greg Dulcich take a few snaps and drop back. Why not? That's where I'm at. At least make it entertaining.
Well, you've heard it here, folks. That's Mike DiCicco's plea for interesting football. It involves Greg Dulcich taking snaps. This is where we are as Bronco fans. You have been listening to Something Something Broncos.
Nobody's listening.
Yes, they are. I got tweets today. People were listening to the post-game podcast.
Woo!
And holy cow, that made me feel super good. So, you know what we'll do? If you are still listening to Something Something Broncos and you like what you hear or don't like what you hear, shoot us a tweet at Jez Rue or at Mike DiCicco, common spelling, and let us know. And you know what we'll do? We will give you a shout-out on the next Something Something Broncos because we love our fans more than the Broncos love their fans.
Give me your stupidest, craziest idea that would make you want to watch the game next.
Yes.
Is it Greg Dulcich being quarterback? Is it lining Brandon McManus up a nose tackle? I don't know. I don't care, but do it. What's your stupidest idea that would actually be, that's fun. I want to hear it.
Let's ride.
Pot pie.